Hi, this is Senior Esteban.
This is Kyle.
And this is Steve. And you're listening to another proud production of the 4i Radio Network, also known as
The Fern.
For more great content, check out www.4iradio.com.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Steve O'Mooney from the 4i Radio Network. Now, one of our great sponsors on our show is Amazon.com. Go to thesasquatch.net, click on the Amazon banner, and shop like you normally do. We'll get a little taste if you do. So that again, check out thesasquatch.net and click on our Amazon.com banner. Thank you for your support.
Hey, y'all. Welcome on back to your favorite podcast on the planet, universe, history, the Underground Railroad. Woo! So tonight, we've got a new lineup, which you guys are not familiar with. Our friend Mark Norman, unfortunately,
has passed away.
Could not make it because last week, we hit the casino after the show, and he lost everything.
Oh, did he? He didn't.
Including his damn mind. No, we actually didn't make it to the casino at all, which is a good thing, because I don't think I could have stood by and watched him lose a lot in blackjack. There's actually a big music festival happening in Arizona next weekend. So if you haven't heard about it and you live in Arizona, you should definitely check it out. It's a pretty big deal. It's the Apache Lake Music Festival. It's at Apache Lake, and it's all local bands, including Future Loves Past, who has been our intro music forever now. That song that was just playing is called Grow Up Tall, and that's on their latest release.
What if you don't grow up tall? What if you grow up short?
Well, there's a lot of themes in the song, and it's about...
Well, I thought pretty much every album I've known of usually has a consistent theme. Most, especially with a Green Day album, they usually try lately with their, what was it, their one with American Idiot, they had like a story that they kind of told throughout the entire album.
With Grow Up Tall, it's more about metaphorically growing tall, as far as, you know, growing your spirit tall.
Oh, so it's very spiritual.
Yeah. You know, like growing like a plant, but growing within yourself, you know.
Very cool. Obviously, if you people haven't noticed, Aaron does not have Natalie tonight, and I'm stepping in. This is Stephen Mooney. Obviously, you know me from great shows on the 4i Radio Network, such as Idiot Section, All White Tukey, Arcade Bros, and Socially Awkward.
Yeah, he's a busy guy, as well
and
as
still working on Podzilla.
He also produces this whole thing, which is awesome. But yeah, if you get the chance, if you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday to recover, come on out to the Apache Lake Music Festival. There's going to be lots of great music, lots of great people when the music's done.
This would be this weekend?
It'll be the 18th and 19th of October.
Okay, 18th and 19th of October. So that's so this release is on Saturday, so that will be the
following weekend. Okay. Yeah, so if you listen to this on Saturday and you're like, hey, that sounds cool, come on out next weekend.
And
it's going to be a good time.
I know I'm going to be promoting this on Socially Awkward, but I just found this out. I've never been to the Arizona State Fair.
It's an awesome
I was going to go actually this year with the ex, and it would have been actually a perfect one to go to with my ex because she is still a huge Star Trek fan.
Ooh.
And apparently they're having this huge collection of Star Trek there. It's supposed to be the biggest one in the world. I guess it's traveling around. So I think it's an additional $5 to get in there when you do it, but it seems like a fun thing. So if you are geeky and nerdy, I believe the fair has started already.
I think so.
On October 1st or something like that?
Yeah, and it's at the fairgrounds
downtown. The fairgrounds
downtown.
So,
like, Grand and...
So if you have nothing better to do, I think ZZ Top's going to be playing one night.
Megadeth is going to be playing.
Yes, Megadeth. Oh, yeah, Megadeth. I can't do a Megadeth impersonation.
It's
but,
okay.
But yes, I figured I'd plug that for all you nerds who might listen to the show. Actually, I want to give you guys congratulations. You guys have been bumping up on the Facebook page. I think you're at 101 maybe now?
101, 102.
102, something like
right
that.
Right around there. So thank you guys. And if you
guys are doing a lot better
yet,
than All White Tukey, I'll tell you that much.
Well, we've also been a show a little longer. Come January, I think it'll be our year.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so thank you guys for being dedicated listeners. And if you haven't liked our Facebook page yet, do so. And I feel if we get more Twitter followers, we'll use our Twitter twatter more.
Well, you should set a goal and give them something.
Give
us
an incentive.
So what do you add on Twitter you don't know?
I have no idea.
I would say we try to do milestones. So if you get to about 50 followers, you know, do something like maybe have a contest going on or something like that. Maybe give away like candy or something.
Give away the
virginities,
babies in our child in our neighborhood.
Yes, if you get if you actually can get the Underground Railroad's Twitter followers up to 100, I will donate my firstborn child.
To donate your firstborn child to what?
Science.
Oh, that's fine, because Natalie and I don't need a child.
No, I'm never going to have kids at this rate that I'm going.
Okay.
But anyways, let's jump into your stuff, because I feel like I'm almost taking over your show. My apologies.
It happens. So, Steve, I don't know. Do you spend time on Craigslist ever?
I have been lately. I've done it in the past for shits and giggles. Sometimes you can find really good products. Like, if you're searching for something to buy, some people in the Valley will have some good deals. In fact, our Stephen Mooney Sr., the host of the Idiot Section, actually bought a PC not too long off of Craigslist. So, I mean, you can find a lot of good stuff. Sometimes if you need your Xbox, PlayStation, any video game consoles repair, you can find somebody who can do a good job on that. But I do have some shits and giggles sometimes where I like to just see the personal section. You do get a kick out of some things that people put. Now, it's also the same lines that I hear from men. Like, women have told me that men have used these lines on them, whether it's on a dating site or at a bar. And I sit there and go, do these lines actually work? In the history of the world, has these lines ever worked? Like, walking up to a chick going like, hey, your clothes look great, but they look even better on my floor. Like, does that literally, like, turn on a woman so much that she's like, let's go to my place right now and have sex?
You know, I don't think that line has actually been used on me. It could work depending on the individual, the delivery, and how fucked up I am.
Oh, okay.
Although at this point in time, it probably wouldn't work, period, because...
periods.
Periods. A funny story about those coming up in a minute.
Actually, we jumped the gun here. We went right into your show topics, but usually we do the awkward moment of the week. Is this?
It could be. I don't know. I feel like this whole week has been pretty. I've had a lot of interesting things happen lately. But as far as men hitting on me, just don't because I'm really
happy.
Your
phone number is 480-586-5575.
That is not the correct number. It's 5575.
No, you wanted to say that one because I know it's not.
Okay.
That's my.
I know. Shh. Okay, so
Erin is looking she is looking for her first lesbian experience. So I will say that.
No.
How are they going to find you, really?
Anyways.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I am very content.
I will say I am looking for my very first lesbian experience. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, hit up Steve. His phone number is 480-586-5575.
Okay.
We have a landline that we share.
What is 5575 anyways?
I don't know. I just like saying it.
Anyways, if you want to go, nudist-seeking family.
Damn. That's the one I was going to bring up.
Well, I'm just because I have access to your show notes. Well, I kind of created them for you, so you didn't think so.
I was waiting
for you to take it away because we were talking about Craigslist.
I'm not used to
someone actually
being on my show notes. That's cool. I like this.
See, that's why I set it up, and I wish Natalie would have.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to use it yet.
It's not even that. Like, she can, like, I'm not trying to. Natalie, don't get me wrong. Natalie's a very sweet and great girl and stuff like that. She's very funny and things like that, and she's actually very, very attractive. But I will say that the funny part is she does have an iPhone, and next time she comes over, I will have her download the app to access the show notes, and she can literally look at them.
I think, really recently, she actually liked our Facebook page.
That's funny. So she hasn't liked mine.
She's in a different space technology-wise, which is fine. But, yeah, so I use Craigslist for a number of things. I use it for looking for jobs. I use it looking for places to live. I've used it when I'm trying to buy bikes, furniture, music equipment.
Do you use it to when you want to, quote unquote, go fast?
No, but I...
Do you even know what I'm
talking about? Don't know that means, but I think it's something that they want to just bone right away.
No.
Is what I'm assuming.
I just found this out recently, actually doing my journeys on Craigslist myself. Go fast apparently means if you want to smoke the marijuana. I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea when this came out, when it started.
But to me, that doesn't, no.
Because I don't know about you, but usually when I have smoked marijuana in the past, I most likely slow down and kind of enjoy things.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're
To me, I'm like, if it's speed, that would be go fast.
Yeah, that's unless it's like they've got some crazy strand of sativa and you're just going to want to.
What's sativa?
Well, with marijuana, there's two strains. There's indica and there's sativa. Sativa gives you a more active high where you might start cleaning, but you might start cleaning five different things at the same time, or you might start dusting the bookshelf and then you realize, why don't I alphabetize the bookshelf sort of thing, but you still do it.
I don't have that problem because I'm OCD.
So, and then sativa is more like, this couch feels really awesome. I wish that cat would come a little closer.
Okay,
so
then I'm going
to
say,
have to get up.
I'm going
to
say any marijuana that I have smoked in the past, I have probably was not sativa, but
indica.
Yeah.
And they do have hybrid strands now, especially
they
with,
got everything.
I know.
Now. There's like Captain Fantastic. There's like all these different
strands. Yeah.
But anyways, back to the...
Okay, so...
I'm sorry. Aaron, you should know this about... Well, you probably don't listen to any of the other shows.
You should know this about me
that
as
we,
a person.
That we go off on really random
tangents.
I think
that's just kind of how our show is anyway. But so recently I have looked into other parts of Craigslist where it's either strictly platonic or I've recently checked out activities.
Oh, there's an activity one. Okay.
Specifically because I've been looking for an adult softball team to potentially join.
When you say adult softball team,
I mean,
you mean strictly like actual people 18 and older.
Yeah, okay. Because I can't join. I mean, because there's a lot of stuff out there. I've seen actual postings for like little league teams.
Actually,
and stuff,
a question for you on where, little league. How young do you think you could pass for? Because I think you should join a little league team and just fucking slide.
I probably could. I would just need like a fake birth certificate.
I don't think they wouldn't even have to check that. Like literally, if you have like somebody who's not like as old as our parents, like substitute you as your parents. Like you can find somebody in that mid range.
Yeah.
You probably could.
Because I know I get carded a lot for little things, even like if I want a complimentary.
Like I'm just trying to scam over the little
book
leagues.
Of matches at the gas station.
Wait, they card you for that?
I've been carded for it. And even now that I'm almost 27, I still have been carded for it. I don't know why. I'm okay with the fact that I look young. That's fine with me. But I mean, I could definitely pass for like 19, 20. I could probably pass for 17.
Really?
I don't know.
You think that? Because I think you could literally, I would say if you're trying out for a little league team, you could probably pass for 16.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
No, no, no. I'm not trying to say that as an understanding. Well, that was like me. That was like people don't think I'll be 30 next year. I don't look that old, and I'm not trying to be like bragging or anything.
No,
like that,
but, no, you've got a baby face.
But everybody thinks I'm a lot younger than I am.
Yeah. And I don't know if it has something to do with energy or, I mean, it doesn't help that I am wearing a brontosaurus on my shirt.
Well, I did find the Fountain of Youth, so.
Yeah, I piss the Fountain of Youth.
I know, that's why
Steve
I can't.
He just drinks my toilet water. He asks me not to flush when I come over to his place.
Okay, we need to talk about this. I'm sorry.
Recently, I've been checking out.
Okay, now, I am not a fan of poop and pee. Like, that's not a turn-on for me. So, Aaron, yuck. No, bad Aaron. I wish I had Toby's squirt bottle because I would squirt you right now with it because that's no. That's no bueno.
So, no baño.
Anyways, back to people.
Back to Craigslist. So I found a softball team, and I went to the game. I was thinking it was going to be start of the season sort of thing, blah, blah, blah. Nope. It's a finals game. They just had people on their team that were out of town, and they needed bodies to fill the field.
I need bodies to fill my graveyards.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like filling the field. Cemeteries are a lot like wide open fields.
You moved the headstones, but you didn't move the bodies. What is that from?
Isn't it the Exorcist? No, the Poltergeist.
Thank you. I was about to slap you.
No, I love the Poltergeist. I had to sleep with my closet door shut for years.
Did you hear they're doing a remake?
That's crazy. And I posted something on our Facebook page about creepy things that happen on horror movie sets.
Okay, cool.
But anyway. So this experience, it was a pleasant one, but when all was said and done, it was nothing against the people on the team that I played with. It was just the speed and the way that they play. I knew it wasn't going to be the team for me.
Was it all old people?
No, it wasn't.
Was it like, hey, it was shitty just, boy, I know how to
they
throw
just
a
took
softball.
It. I didn't think I would be as competitive as I was, but I wanted it to be faster paced. And also, I played fast pitch growing up, and it
Aaron,
was a slow pitch
you're like
team.
The most competitive person I've ever met in my entire life.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You wanna bet on that?
yes, I do.
No, okay. Anyway, so, yeah, okay, whatever. I like winning. It's fun.
Oh, I don't know anybody who goes, yes, I lost again. Woo! Which I actually should just be saying because that's all okay. I seem to be doing.
Hey, it feel good about losing. At least you tried.
Yeah, but then what would start actually? Okay, bring it up Boom. About losing. Okay, this is the thing. So I started playing Grand Theft Auto V online with Matt Renfrew, who's also on Socially Awkward and the host of The Fro Show. Now, one of the things you had to do is before you could start playing with other people, you had to take care of a couple of tutorial levels. Now, one of the first things you have to do is you have to do a race. Now, all I wanted to do was complete the race. I didn't care what place I came in. I didn't care any of that stuff. I just wanted to start playing with Matt Renfrew on Grand Theft Auto 5 online, and it's freaking hilarious. So do you know what happens to me?
What?
I got first place.
What the balls?
Yeah, I won all this money. Didn't even plan on it. I picked, like, the worst car known to man. And the problem is so many people started crashing into each other. And they would hit me. And they
That's because I was playing.
They hit me from behind. And for some strange reason, it would boost my car. So I ended up having, like, all this lead on everybody. And it was just like, are you – like, I wasn't even trying. Like, I did not try at all. And I'm not even trying to brag or anything like that. Like, I was just like, look – with normal racing games, I suck ass on it because I don't know anything about cars. I just know a little bit of knowledge about cars. But when I'm playing Mario Kart, I can dominate because I can pick
Fuck
up
yeah.
items to, you know, mess up your opponents.
Like banana peel, motherfucker.
Exactly. And so this was such a surprise to me. And Matt was like, you actually won first place. I'm like, I know. And I wasn't even trying. I just wanted to complete this race. So
with that, I was still thinking about, because the biggest thing was it was a slow pitch team.
Okay.
I've never played slow pitch softball before, and I don't want to continue playing slow pitch softball until maybe I have a bum knee and I'm like 85.
Be fair, you'd be 86.
Okay. Thank you for knowing my young soul. So I checked out the, I found it in activities section, and there were some people who were looking for, you know, team members for an indoor soccer team and so on and so forth. Well, I clicked on, purely out of what the fuck, there was a headline on it that says, nudist looking for mom, daughter, or family. And what they write is, hi, first of all, thank you for reading my ad. And they used a second D instead of just AD. Like,
so basically, yeah, they put like ad as in add and subtract. But,
yes. And then I am a white male looking for a mom, daughter, or a family of nudist. I love being nude, but I am not able to go nude at home. Do you live with your parents or just a lot of roommates and they think you're creepy?
Or
I don't
you,
know.
Yeah, that's just weird.
So here I am looking for a mother, daughter, or a complete family of nudists that will invite me into their home where we can be nude and do things that nude people might do. Don't nudists just do regular things just naked?
Yeah, he's most likely, this is a male. He is probably just looking for a sexual encounter with a mom and daughter.
And so he's into incest, which is creepy.
That is creepy.
And he just wants to be naked with these people. So please, if you are not serious about meeting, do not waste your time or mine. I don't want endless emails, and then they all of a sudden stop for no reason. So if you are serious about meeting, send me an email or instant message at the Yahoo place. And then they give their Yahoo screen name.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because if this is a man, I'm guessing, but then it says Harley.
Maybe they drive a motorcycle.
Aaron, I like where you went with that. Very smart. Because, yeah, see, the only Harley I know is Harley Quinn.
From Lost? I never watched the show, but I heard enough about it.
Not from Lost. Oh. It's from Batman. The Joker's sidekick?
The way you said... Well, that's...
Harley Quinn?
Oh, no.
Jesus freaking Christ!
Fuck.
You are no longer my sister.
No,
I'm just owning
you. No. You are so right. The way you said it, though, made it sound like a... Because I know her as Harley Quinn.
Yeah, like, Harley Quinn. That's what I said.
But I say it differently, so I got confused. Because, yeah, she's like the Joker's bitch, practically.
No.
Because she's another clown.
It's the Joker's...
Because she's a... Harlequin.
Actually, do you know one of the most sexual undertones in the Batman animated series, where she literally, Joker is mapping out a plan and she jumps on the desk and says, come on, honey, come on, Pudding, don't you want to ride your Harley? I know.
Damn.
Anyways, but yes.
Batman has the best villains, mostly because they're awesome females. Poison Ivy's my favorite.
Well, let's go down the list. So, female-wise, you got Catwoman, you got Poison Ivy, you got Harley Quinn, you got Tasha Al Ghul. There's more, I think.
Whatever, they're all badass bitches.
Any of the women from the Royal Flush Gang. Sorry, I'm really just dropping nerdy stuff on
anyway,
this podcast.
So that was one thing that I found in the activities section.
So that was just under normal activities.
Yeah, activity partners. Huh. And the other gem I found before I was like, I gotta stop. But yeah, seriously. Okay, you're looking to be a nudist with a mother and daughter, or an entire family.
Yeah, an entire family. Now the weird.
And you specifically write where we can be nude and do things nude people might do.
Might do.
Okay, there's communities and colonies.
Okay, there's nudist beach, there's nudist colonies.
Nudist,
now, the question I have, though, okay, if he finds a...
Where people just do everyday shit.
But he didn't specify family. Now, family, what if...
Oh, no, he does say mother, daughter, or a complete family.
No, that's what I'm saying. A complete family. He didn't
specify... Does he want the dad there, too?
No.
What does a complete family...
That's what I'm saying, though. He says complete family. Now, he doesn't specify saying complete family consists of a mother, father, daughter. It could just be an entire gay couple who decides to be nudists, and they adopt a kid and bring that kid, who's also a male, into the nudist property.
You don't have to have children to be a family. That's
I'm not saying that.
Thing.
That's a, yeah, exactly.
There's
could have
no
dogs.
Longer. There's
what
no,
if it's an? What if it's just...
What if they're nudist cats?
Ooh.
there is no longer
there's
a
some
nuclear
naked,
family.
There is
anymore.
Some.
There's no longer a nuclear family unit. So this guy is just, he wants to be naked and incestual. That's what this guy is looking
basically,
for.
Basically, yes.
Or girl, but I think it's a guy.
I think it's a guy.
I think it's a guy.
Most women, I noticed with most women on Craigslist, they are either fake or trying to, what's it called? Try to sign up for another website to contact them through.
Yeah.
So
they don't like you.
That's
doing
the weird part. But what I really love about some of the personal sections. Now you can just go to normal personal section. You don't have to type in anything. Just go to normal personal section, and you can find a lot of. Which is funny. I love the fact that a lot of people are usually up in arms about homosexuality, which I think is weird because this has been my theory about homosexuality is the reason why people are pissed off about gay marriage is, to be fair, most gay men, I would say about 95% of male homosexuals, are pretty good looking.
Fuck yeah.
So that's basically two good-looking guys hooking up and getting married. Now, all you straight men out there, that's two good-looking guys taken out of the equation. More chicks for us. And not trying to be sexist or anything like that, but we have to say maybe a slim chance of lesbians are hot, but the majority of them are kind of butch-looking. No offense. They're mostly like in that range where they're trying to be men. That's two ugly chicks that want to hook up. And out of the equation, more hot chicks for us. I'm like, I just don't understand why you people want to be pissed about that.
I just say, in general, it ain't harming you. Two, I definitely have a lot of gay friends. And I would say they're all attractive, the men and the women. Fuck yeah. Oh, but then, I don't think I know any ugly people.
But you know hot women? Damn it, Aaron, you're supposed to help a brother, literally a brother out.
I told you you need to meet more of my friends.
I've been trying to, but no.
Come to my fucking Halloween party.
That's too far away. I need something now.
It's like under a month away, dude.
I can't last that long. I'll be dead in a week.
Just get a pocket pussy or something until then.
I don't have money.
Okay, I'll see if some of my friends who works at sex shops can do a donation.
You heard it here, people. Aaron's going to help her brother get a pocket pussy through donations. How desperate am I?
Just for the month until you can make it to my fucking party and then you can meet people. And,
so what else do you got in these show notes?
What else I've got is one of the other things I found on Craigslist was it was somebody who wrote a very brief note about needing a male pen pal for their sister who is incarcerated and that she needs a pen pal and that she would be more than happy to write the first letter. Now, I think that's great that you're trying to help your sibling out, but why does she specifically need a male pen pal and why don't you write your own sister letters while she's in jail?
Yeah, that's one of the other things. Can't you just lie? My theory is it's probably a man who wants to hear about sexual exploits of him living through the...
Vicariously,
yes.
Yeah. And I looked through a bunch of misconnections because one of my friends, Amethyst, up in Seattle, she loves reading misconnections.
They're so great.
They're so great. Some of them are just like, really, dude? What makes you think that this... Or really, chick? Like, how do you think like that some individual... Because... There's a lot of places where you can write a misconnection to. There's in Seattle, The Stranger, which is the equivalent to the New Times in Arizona or in the Phoenix area. They had a section. Craigslist has it. I'm sure there's a lot of places where you could submit a misconnection to. And chances are, I know me, I never looked at them until my friend Amethyst brought them up to me. Specifically when she sent me a link and was like, Aaron, I think this is about you. Totally knew who the guy was, but I wouldn't have read it hadn't been steered that way.
See, that's the thing I'm curious about, because if it's a misconnection, the only person who would know about it is the person who wrote it. Because most likely, if it's a misconnection, you never spoke to that person.
But the way I see it is, like, are these just, like, hopeless romantics that they think, like, if it's meant to be, they'll read this?
No, I think
I don't
all
know.
That
I think it's dumb.
It's bullshit. Because
I think it's dumb.
I could literally put out so many misconnections. It'd be like, literally, actually, to be honest with you, is I technically...
It's like, one of them I read, it was some chick stopped at a red light, looked over at the vehicle next to her, realized that the guy was playing with himself, laughed, and then drove off. And he was like, if you're interested and if you remember, tell me what I drive.
No, the only misconnections I know about that I actually had, but I actually spoke with these women, is it was the first time ever, which is weird, but this is my theory, that when you're in a relationship, I feel that when you're in a relationship, people actually start noticing you, when unlike when you're single, because single, you have to put yourself out there more and so on and so forth. But what I mean is...
If you're single and looking...
Well, yes, if you're single and looking...
Different from being
but
single
what I'm saying
and
is,
having fun.
I'm saying if you're in a relationship and you're not really paying attention, hence, in the same day, I went to Oregano's with my ex and one of her friends, and I was there... And the woman was – we were getting our pizza, and the woman said, oh, I really like your Batman shirt to me. And I go, okay, that's fine. But never once have I ever gone anywhere with my Batman shirt had that happen. And then we go to the QT to pick up something there. And again, another woman goes, I really like your Batman shirt. Now, those are two, to me, are misconnections, because I couldn't really talk to her without offending the person I was with. But it's just more like – like, what are you supposed to do with that? You know, it's like, am I supposed to go on Craigslist now and go, look, I had two misconnections. It was at the Reganos. You worked there. I was wearing a Batman shirt. You said, nice Batman shirt. You really like Batman. And then I went to the QT, and then there was another female there, and you said you also really like my Batman shirt. No.
I wouldn't write a misconnection.
No, I wouldn't, period. Because you know why? Because none of those two women are not going to jump on Craigslist and go, oh, Batman shirt? I know exactly who this is.
There was another one I read where this guy was like, it was attention to braless in Home Depot. And they proceeded to let this woman know that they walked into a display because they were staring at her, and that they have visited the same Home Depot multiple times that week in hopes that they would see her again. I'm sorry, men, you think this is going to work? And women out there, if that does work on you, y'all got some issues.
Yeah, you're kind of dumb.
Like, y'all are desperate, and, I mean, you need to figure some shit out. Because my thing is that anybody that I've met that I've, like, connected with, guess what? We found each other on Facebook, or, oh, shit, maybe I didn't look for them on Facebook, and they didn't look for me on Facebook, but hot damn, we run in the same circles, so I ran into them again. But it's... I don't know. I feel like the misconnection thing is kind of like tossing a fishing pole in a really deep, dried out well.
I would say tossing a fishing pole in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Just trying to hook something from there. Because it's just...
Yeah, it's I just don't see it works. Like, literally, like, I might actually...
And a lot of what I read yesterday on misconnections, fucking desperate guys.
I'm gonna put it this way. I want to put together a like a trial run. Like, what I'm thinking about is there's actually a Halloween party I was invited to. Not only yours, but this one is actually on November 2nd, which I don't know if I'll be able to attend, because I'll be helping out with the Extra Life for Kids and playing video games for 25 hours, helping to raise money for the Phoenix Children Hospital. Again, if you want to do join that cause, go to extra-life.org and look for the Arcade Bros team. Whether or not you can play video games or you would like to donate, any little bit helps, and it's for a great cause. But I thought about, well, if I do go to this thing, I'm going to try an experiment. I'm going to try to use the most cheesy, shitty, asshole 9 pickup lines.
I like that you said asshole.
Yeah, a line. Yeah, I'm trying to come up with new words. And then when I go to your Halloween party, I'm going to do the same and see what if this any of this kind of crap actually works.
I would say at my Halloween party, just be your typical charming self.
I'm not charming, though.
You can be.
No.
Just be your normal self.
Because I really don't want my friends to be like, Aaron, what the fuck is wrong with
you? No, because they're just, it doesn't matter because I'll probably never see these people again.
It doesn't matter to you, but it matters to me.
No, they could, I see, you could just chop it up and goes, oh, you, no, see, because you have an excuse. You go, look, my brother got really drunk. He's been out of relationship for a while. He doesn't know
how
to do anything.
That's not acceptable.
Yeah, it's very acceptable.
No, it's not.
Women are understandable.
My friends are going to be like, what the fuck? I've been out of a relationship for 2 days and I'm drunk.
Oh, you're probably ugly.
I already said I don't know
you know
any unattractive
people. I've seen all your friends.
I don't.
I saw all of them at the bar.
Which bar?
The bar we went to the other night.
Those weren't my friends.
The Papago?
Those were only some of my friends.
They're still ugly.
Most of those were your friends.
No, they're, I don't know
and
any of them.
And there were no, there were like barely any girls there, dude.
I know. Why did you invite me out?
Because, okay.
Oh, God, I love fucking with you.
Okay.
Aaron just gave me the middle finger. Of course, all of you can see that right now. She's doing it as hard as she can.
I think I sprained it. Oh, fuck.
I hope you can see this, Fry Man, because I'm doing it as hard as I can.
I already talked about the Apache Lake Music Festival.
Okay, what is this crazy sleep app?
Oh, holy mother shit. Oh. Holy mother shit. Okay. So, I've been trying really, really hard to break up with my snooze alarm.
Before I thought that was going a different way.
Okay. I've been trying.
It's like, I've been really trying hard to break up with the guy I'm seeing right now. And he just won't get. No, I know. You just went with the snooze alarm.
I'm trying real hard to break up with my snooze button. I have destroyed many healthy relationships because of it. I've almost lost my home because of it. It's bad news. I don't know. Like, there's something where when I go to bed at night, like, I set my alarm thinking like, okay, I'm going to wake up early and I'm going to get some shit done before I have to go to work. And then the alarm goes off and I just hit snooze for 7 minutes. 7 minutes isn't long enough. Let me snooze for 40 minutes. Like, it's just, one, it's unhealthy. It's not good for my sleep. Two, it only makes me more tired when I do finally get out of bed. And three, it's honestly made me pretty late for work on a handful of occasions.
This is how Aaron lost her job at Target.
I never worked at Target.
It's a joke.
Except
I'm trying to give the people with false connections hope.
That one time. But no, this is how I lost my job at Starbucks, because I was like, snooze, snooze, snooze.
Wait, you worked at Starbucks?
Yeah.
When?
For like 2 days.
Oh, Jesus.
And they were like, what the fuck? We told you to be here at 5 a.m. and you showed up at 7. And I was like, I'm sorry, I snoozed. And they were like, yeah, and you lost.
Are you fucking kidding me? Did you just drop that on us right now?
I did.
I had no idea you ever worked at Starbucks, so this is news to me. This is my sister, and I don't know anything about her.
I never worked at Starbucks.
This is all new information.
It was really brief. Now. It was really brief. That's when I started taking up nut jobs. No.
Aaron actually did work at a graveyard.
I still do.
Well, technically,
I don't get a paycheck
anymore.
Yeah,
she's not really on the payroll.
But I just keep showing up.
We just like grave robbing, please.
We're like, okay, she's
gonna
still
steal
here.
The fishbone right here.
But yeah, so I was telling, when I was out in LA this past weekend, I was talking about my dilemma with my friend's boyfriend. And he told me about that they are so into their phones. I asked them to take a picture with my phone, and they were like changing settings. They were like, your screen's not bright enough. I'm like, what the fuck? My screen's fine for me. I don't know how to change the brightness.
You're like, bitch, like, please.
Well, I'm like, I don't even know how to do that. Like, why are you changing it? What?
Quajic. Oh, you didn't hear that story. Okay, so back in the day, I'm saying Quajic, but it's But basically, I'm not giving out the real name because what ended up happening is my ex-fiance. People are learning a lot about me tonight. My ex-fiance was getting her number.
I remember this.
And
now.
She was drunk. And then when she looked the next morning, it came out as Quajic on her phone.
So her boyfriend, who is practically her husband at this point, which is awesome because he's a really great guy.
Boom!
He was telling
her. Put a ring on that thing.
You like it. So he was telling me, he was like, oh, have you heard about, I think it's called like Sleep Chart or something. And it's like $2. And I was like, oh, hell no. Well, one, I was like, what the fuck? Like, so he shows it to me. And what it does is it maps your sleep. All you do is
First off, we got the government mapping all of our phone conversations, and now you want someone to map our sleep?
Okay.
Screw that shit.
This is the thing. He was like, oh, well, you know, like I have this app on my phone where it actually charts my sleep, and he shows it to me, and he's showing me, like, it shows you, like, when you had a light sleep, it shows you at what time you had your REM, it, like, crazy stuff. And I was like, how does that even do that? And he's like, I don't know. I just like turn it face down and it tries to wake me up between, like, I set a time for it to wake me up and it tries to wake me up between like a certain interval of time to meet that time frame where it doesn't disrupt my sleep. So like say, because like your sleep does go in a pattern. So say like there's after monitoring your sleep all night, it'll decide like, okay, well, it's 20 minutes before they want to wake up, but within those next 20 minutes, they could REM again. So let's just go ahead and wake them up now. Makes a lot of sense. It's cool. I found a free version of it. I've used it twice now because I've only slept in my own bed twice this week. And I just got back into town, dude. I was sleeping on a fucking couch and shit.
Don't lie to me.
Don't
lie to me.
Whatever, Steve.
Don't lie to me.
I'm very happy in my personal life.
I know you are. And I hate it. I hate everybody who's happy in their personal life.
Hey.
Fuck you, happy people. Hope you die of cancer.
I'm happy all the time, dude. And I probably will. So thanks.
Die of cancer?
Yeah.
Good. I hope you do.
Thanks.
And on your deathbed, when they're like, oh, does she want treatment? I go, no, she doesn't want treatment. She wants to die with fucking cancer in her vagina because that's what you're going to get.
That could be where I get it. It could pop up in a number of places. I have a mole that I think needs to get looked at. I mean.
Fuck you and your mole.
Hey, I'm a moley girl, so who knows? But
oh, we know. Now we've seen the misconnections.
So this fucking thing creeps me out. Like, I don't think I'm gonna keep using it because one, I don't have sleep patterns. Like, I mean, the first night I used it, I went to bed at like 11:45. Last night, I went to bed at like 1:30, so I don't know how effective this thing's going to be, but I'm super creeped out by the fact that all I do is turn the app on, hit start, put my phone down in my bed next to me, and it can like sense what I'm fucking doing as far as like my sleep patterns. Yeah, there's like, I'll do a screenshot of this and put it on.
So what you're saying, so like if you,
it gives you a chart that so there's, it's called,
but what if you set it up and everything like that and then you're awake, like does
it'll,
it chart
no
that?
It'll tell you. Oh yeah,
that's fucking weird.
Oh yeah, it's creepy ass shit. Like
I don't like this. I don't like Skynet.
I don't think I like it. Like, it's really weird. Like right now it tells you, like, there's a great, like, when you look at your chart, it'll give you like certain lines, and each line has a different color. So there's a gray line, and that means no data. Bright yellow means awake. Bright green means you're having a light sleep. And the blue means that you're having a deep sleep. And then it charts like average bedtime, average duration, average efficiency. How efficient was your sleep? And this is all in your phone. Like, this is shit that, like, people go to sleep clinics and, hook themselves up to crazy machines.
How does the sleep clinic feel about this?
Well, and my thing is, how the fuck does my phone do this? Does it just make it up? Like, is this just like some fabricated thing?
You know, it is an iPhone. I wouldn't put it past
that. Is this even just like a cute little thing that they're doing that, like, they make me think that, like, that's how I slept last night? I'm freaked out. Like, people are talking about, like, oh, they're gonna put an app in phone so it gets your, like, fingerprint. I'm glad I've been arrested. I am happy that my fingerprints are on file. Why? Because if something ever happens to me, it's not going to be that hard to identify me because I'm already in
the system.
In the system. I'm happy to be in the system.
I'm not in the system.
We should get you in the system because I don't want to have to identify your body by a broken molar.
Well, first off, I won't have a broken mole. And it'd be easy to identify my body because most likely you'll probably be getting a phone call from my roommate going, oh, Steve hung himself. So,
hey,
very understandable.
Right? But yeah, so I'm like, fine. Like, get me in the fucking system. Like, that's fine by me. Whatever. I'm not doing shit on the regular that it makes me worried to be in the system. But this, you know how I'm sleeping, phone? My phone knows how I sleep.
Now, question, is the app called Freddy Krueger?
I was just watching that the other night, too.
Which one?
The fourth one, because it was on the television at the casa I happened to be at. Because I don't have
it. You know what I just finished watching was Paranorman.
I didn't see that, but I heard it was cute.
It's okay. It's very weird. And then at the end, they have like this
and
weird
twist.
I need
twist. To see Frankenweenie.
Yes. Did you ever see Coraline?
Yeah,
I
love that
Coraline.
Bitch.
So it's such a fucked up movie for kids,
so
but it's so great.
Buttery goodness that's coming out of the kitchen right now. Man,
don't tease us.
Sammy's a good tease. Sammy can tease me all day long. I'll allow it.
So what else? What else? I mean, we've already pretty much rocketed through this entire show.
You can drunk dial Congress.
Okay.
I don't know the details yet, but you go to drunkdialcongress.org. I just found this link.
Can we do it now?
And why not?
Type in your phone number. Okay. I'm gonna do it.
Okay. Steve is drunk dialing Congress right now. Call and yell at a random member of Congress.
Thanks. You will receive a call momentarily.
Hmm.
Okay, so we'll see. And
so
give him hell.
Yell at them.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Hi, is this... I was a jerk right now, and I don't like Congress.
I like to tell people what's on my mind. So in a minute, we're going to forward you to a member of the House of Representatives.
Okay.
So you can tell them what's on your mind. And tell him to get back to work.
Please hold, and we will connect you to Ralph Hall.
This is bullshit. Oh, this is such a joke.
I know what I'm exactly going to do.
It's a bunch of college kids.
Shh. Who thought this out. This is going to be good. I'm going to do Barack Obama.
This is Congressman Ralph Hall. You've reached my Rockwell office.
I like Ron Paul. He's a nice guy.
I know.
Hours at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you know
his voicemail. He's not
going to
listen to us.
Well, maybe he will. Hold on. We'll call him.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're doing this.
Why not? This is good. This is good podcasting.
Or if you want to leave me a message, dial 11. If you care to send...
I want a fax, Ron Paul. I'm going to send Ron Paul a fax.
Call is being transferred.
Okay, here we go.
It's like midnight over there in D.C.
Who cares? Hello, this is President Barack Obama. Ron Paul, I want to say you're doing
a very good job, and I want to congratulate you. I hopefully, when my term is up, you will do your best to run for presidency. You have my letter of recommendation. It'll be coming into the mail pretty soon. I highly advise it. Thank you very much, Ron Paul. I think we should legalize marijuana as well, and we should just kill a bunch of the terrorists. Thank you. Barack Obama, out, bitch. I hope that makes the Daily Show or the Colbert Report.
I don't think it will, because I, like, after that first little thing of the,
we're going to transfer you to a member of Congress,
I think this is just some silly little site that a bunch of college students put together.
Probably, but hopefully they'll get a kick out of it.
Yeah, note, as members of Congress quickly return from their final symbolic, non-effective, and otherwise useless votes to avert a government shutdown, the heavy drinking began. Reports of our representatives getting plastered on the government's dime, the one we have left, have come streaming in from witnesses all over Capitol Hill. Now's your chance to tell your representative what you really think of their actions.
You know, it'd be
drunkdialcongress.org.
You know what actually be really funny?
For shits and giggles.
You know what'd be really funny to do though is
drink
to call
recipes, talking points, call Congress.
But what I'm saying is what would be really funny to do is call them up and then just play that, I'm just a bill, yeah, I'm only a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Or if you, okay, because here's some of their drink recipes. There's the Southern Congressman.
Oh.
2 ounce Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey, which is bourbon. A teaspoon of lime juice and 5 ounces sour mix. That sounds disgusting.
It does.
Can we do 5 ounces of Jack Daniels and 2 ounces of sour mix? Thank you. Then there's
Wait. So you get rid of the lemon?
And I switch the amount of alcohol in sour mix.
See, I thought you were gonna get rid of the sour mix, but
actually, yeah, you're right. Fuck all that. Just give me 5 ounces of Jack Daniels. Then there's the Fancy Statesman. Oh, this sounds disgusting to you. What the fuck is wrong? Who invented these drinks?
Like you said, it's probably stupid college kids who don't know how to do alcohol, because half the generation nowadays are putting shots of vodka in their eyeballs or taking tampons and putting it in their vaginas or buttholes.
I thought about soaking a tampon in whiskey and sticking it up my vagina. Only because...
That's exactly what I want to hear.
I thought it would be a really interesting experience to all of a sudden be drunk but haven't drank anything. And then I thought, what is this going to do to my...
Vagina. Well, you know why it does it, right?
Because...
It doesn't have to go bypass through any of your... organs or anything like that, so the alcohol goes right into your bloodstream right off the bat.
I do have a few friends, males in fact, who have done the enema.
Well, isn't that just
where they've,
special?
They've done some butt chugging, and they...
Can you name names? Do I know any of them?
No.
Oh, man, I wanted to make fun of them next time I see them at a party.
It's nobody you know.
Well, then, to be fair, I don't know anybody.
But, you know... But basically, like, immediately after it happened, they just fell over. The alcohol in the eyeball thing is really funny, because I actually read about that, and optometrists were just like, kids, just don't, because you're not even going to get drunk. Like, the goal is get drunk, not...
Okay.
Damage your eyesight.
No, last time I checked is when you drink, you want to get drunk or you want to get buzzed, but you also want to have a good tasting liquor or beer or something to drink with.
Okay, so when you're between the ages of like...
I would say 10 and 18.
Yeah, no, I would say...
You're right, 5 and 18.
I would... even above 18, because I have... seen some horrible things that have happened when people do turn 21 and they actually can legally drink, they still don't know what they want to drink. I would say after you're like 23, you finally figure out like what you like, and then you continue from there.
Well, to be fair, when what age did you start drinking?
How old was I when mom and dad were playing water volleyball? I'm kidding.
I don't even know them to play water volleyball.
You don't remember the volleyball net we have in the pool?
Oh, then again, we did start young, actually, now to think about it.
Oh, hey, Dad, what are you... Can I have a sip?
Yeah.
No. But okay. To be honest, the first time that I...
I'm an alcoholic.
The first time I was drunk was probably the night of my 8th grade promotion.
Oh, shit.
Mom let me have 2 glasses of wine.
Well, that was nice of her.
And I had never had that much alcohol before. So I remember going into school the next day and we had like field day.
Yes.
And we had to play like water balloon toss and shit. And I was like, ooh.
Did I ever tell you the story where you remember Kyle's graduation from college?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we had did I ever tell you the story where Kent and I went out drinking at his place? This is when I was finally in college and I started experience drinking some of that. So we still want to get wasted. So he said.
You started drinking before that. What about Dean Prokriot's moonshine?
That's besides the point. Okay. Anyways, we went back. We actually snuck back into the house, went back into the backyard, and drank all the Corona Lights that my mom and dad had out there. And then that's actually the same night I had my first cigarette.
That was your first cigarette? Damn. I'm a heathen.
I was 18.
I'm a heathen.
Remember, I was a very late bloomer. Remember, our kicks were sitting outside of a Safeway parking lot.
Yeah.
Aaron, remember, you were way too cool.
Still am.
Mm-hmm. This is why I'm going to die alone.
No. I feel that even after you are legally able to drink, the whole drinking in public thing, but not in public because we... don't live in New Orleans. I'm going to cry a little bit on the inside. And I avoid the fact that that law doesn't exist everywhere else because it does in my mind. But I think like once you can actually like go into a bar and not be worried about using your fake ID and blah, blah, blah. I think after that kind of loses its luster, that's when like you can be like, no, I don't want a shot. Especially of schnapps. You're like, hey, I've learned that Corona is Coors is piss beer, and I would rather have something hoppier.
It's very funny because when you're underage, you will take anything that you can get, and you really don't know your limits. You just try to drink and drink and drink.
Yeah, because you are just trying to get drunk. Because you're like, that's what I want to do.
But when you get to a certain age, you start picking things that you like. You start enjoying it.
I would say once you hit your mid-20s,
probably late 23, 24.
Yeah.
Because once you hit 21, that's when you finally have that introduction to the bar scene and you can do whatever you want and
but
it's fun to go out.
But by the time you're like...
But when you get to a certain point, you're just like, you realize it's like, going to a bar is really expensive. Why don't I just buy what I want here and drink here?
There was actually a BuzzFeed or whatever that site is. And they said, like, things that are actually great about being in your late 20s. And one of them was about being over the bar scene because you do save money. Another thing was realizing that, like, a good night of sleep and waking up without a hangover is better than not sleeping and not partying all night. I, unfortunately, don't think that I have figured that complete thing out yet.
I will say this. I am a mutant. I do not... get hangovers,
and mine are few and far between.
Never once in my life have I ever had a hangover.
I've had some monsters,
and I know what everyone says.
I have some beastly ones.
I know what everyone says. Like, Steve, that's because you're not drinking enough. No, the problem is especially with a great buddy of mine who's on All White Tukey, Patrick Callahan. He's a lot shorter than me, so it takes me a lot more to drink to get buzzed. So I will drink actually more than he does. We will be at the same shit factory. I wake up the next morning, feel great. He wakes up the next morning, feels like shit.
You know, it's got a lot. There's a lot of There's a lot of factors, I honestly think, into why one gets a hangover and one does not get a hangover. Either way, go if you check out drunkdialcongress.org, their drink recipes suck.
Yeah, actually, I would recommend if you are looking to actually create some really good drinks, you should check out. Now, I found it at BevMo. I'm pretty sure you can find it at any kind of bookstore or whatnot. It's called The Little Black Book of Bartending.
Oh, yeah, that's everywhere. Go to your local secondhand bookstore and you'll find it.
Such as Bookman's.
Bookman's are changing hands. If you live in Arizona, especially the Phoenix area, we're about to get a second one in downtown Phoenix. And that's really exciting because the one in Tempe is so beautiful.
Or be like my sister, go to the library, check it out, and then
and
just pay back with corn.
Never return it and pay it back in canned food, mm-hmm. which is so good for the community.
I know, because so many people like beets.
I love beets.
You love anything that beets you.
Thanks, guys, for joining us in another great episode of the Underground Railroad. And if you've got nothing to do on the 18th and 19th of October, come on out to the Apache Lake Music Festival. That's right, mother lickers.
Now, Aaron doesn't always do this, but if you want to follow them on Twitter, go to @UndergroundRailroad, which is spelled UndergroundRailroad. Also, you can follow Aaron @JunkieDef. Okay, never mind. Also, don't forget to check out the podcast on 4i Radio Network. You can also find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Dictoria, Miro Guide, Double Twist, and our sponsor is by America Joy Print Shop, the official sponsor of the 4i Radio Network. For flyers, cards, banners, vinyl cuts, car wraps, and more, visit AmericaJoy.com and tell them the Fern sent you.
4i Radio Network, mother liquor.
And now I'm going to find the closing music, but I'm sucking at this right now. Gotta keep it going. Gotta keep it. Are you freaking serious? Ugh. Yeah, so apparently my YouTube decided to crash.
That's okay. It's just some beautiful music from Future Love's Past, who will be playing at the Apache Lake Music Festival, amongst a lot of other great local acts, including Sister Lip, Banana Gun, and a lot of other great friends. So come on out and have a great time.
Boosh! Boo! Bow, bow, bow! Brought to you by Cancer. This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com. And don't put tampons in your butt.